Maseches Shavuos begins by positing a fundamental distinction between the Chiyuv Karban for most Averos in the Torah and the Chiyuv Karban which is brought when one came to be Metamei, the Beis HaMikdash, or Karbanos unintentionally. And this fundamental distinction is as follows. Ordinarily, only one yediya, only one flash of awareness is required to create the Chiyuv Karban. And that yediya is a yediya after a person did the Avera, where all of the strands that contributed to his unintentional Avera come together, where he realizes that the actions that he did, and that those actions are forbidden by the Torah. In contrast, when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, a person who unintentionally causes the Beis HaMikdash or the Karbanos to become ritually impure, there are actually two poles, two yedios, which contribute in some way or other to the Chiyuv HaKarban. The first yediya is the same as by Kala Torah Kula. It's a yediya shel sof. It's a yediya that takes place after the Avera, where a person has that flash of insight into how horrible and what exactly were the ramifications of the action that he performed. However, says the Gemara and the Mishnah, it's not only a single yediya, a single piece of awareness, or time of awareness, which is Mechayev, the Karban, but rather it's Yidios, plural. There are two points of awareness that are necessary in order to be Chayev this Karban, Olav Yored, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. And the first point of awareness, the point that distinguishes the Karban for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav from the Karban that comes on all ordinary unintentional Averos, is that there needs to be awareness of some level or other before the Avera took place as well. An awareness of the potential for the Avera to take place. An awareness of what would be required or of what sequence of actions would lead to this Avera taking place. Indeed, an awareness that the sequence of actions that ultimately was performed could and should and does lead to an Avera and lead to a Chiyuv Karban. So again, by Kol HaTorah Kula, a person can start out and be totally clueless and unaware that a particular sequence of actions could potentially be an Avera and could potentially be Mechayev them a Karban. And if they went through that sequence of actions and afterwards became aware that that sequence of actions that they undertook was an Avera, they still bring a Karban. However, by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, there needs to be an awareness that that sequence of actions could and does lead to an Avera and a Karban even before the sequence is undertaken. And if there is no such awareness both before and after the actions, then there can be no Karban. The Achronim ask the following Shaila when it comes to the Yediya, to the awareness that follows a Karban. What exactly is the role of this flash of awareness? On the one hand, one could explain, and the Stipler and Rabbi Arye Leib Malin both favor this explanation, that the flash of awareness plays a role in creating an inward state, an emotional feeling, or at the very least, a cognitive and intellectual feeling in the person who did the Avera. And it's that feeling, which is the product of the awareness, which contributes and which forces and which places upon him the obligation to bring the Karban. In other words, the Yediya is a Tanai in the Chiyuv HaKarban. It's not simply something which is pragmatic, something without which he would never know that he's obligated to bring a karban. Nor is it something which is simply, again, a product of ne'amanos, that in order for the Kohanim and the Beis Din to believe him, that this karban that he's bringing to the Beis HaMikdash is not just chulin ba'azara, it's not just a regular animal that he happens to have a mishagas that he wants to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. In order for them to believe him, so he has to posit that he had a yediyah. No, the role of the yediyah is much more fundamental than simply making it clear to the Beis Din and simply making it clear to the Kohanim that this karban is indeed a deserved karban. The role of the yediyah is in the production, of feelings of guilt and of shame, of regret and of penitence. And it's these feelings which are the product of the yediyah. And just in brackets, it's a product of the yediyah because halacha says that this is part of the human psyche, that a yediyah of a chet is going to bring about these feelings, regardless about whether the person is, you know, really can feel the regret in himself, or if he can't feel the regret in himself. The Torah says that if a person has a yediyah as a chet, and because he can't bring a karban if he didn't do tshuva, so therefore he had a yediyah as a chet, and he has some hargashas of tshuva, so therefore halacha says that automatically it's clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's clear to the Torah and to the Chachmei HaTorah that these feelings are present in him, regardless of whether he senses them or not. But one way or another, the yediyah is a tenai in the chiyuv HaKarbon. And there's two nafkaminos, indeed there's many more nafkaminos, but two main nafkaminos that are used by the Stipler and by Rabbi Aryeh Leib to demonstrate this concept. The first nafkamina, I'll say from Rabbi Aryeh Leib first, is the following case. What happens if two edim come and they testify that this guy had a yediyah of his chet? So if the role of the yediyah is simply a tenai in the chiyuv hakarbon, that a person needs to have a yediyah in order to generate these feelings, and then the feelings place upon him an obligation to bring the karban. So then, when edim are meyed, when edim testify that he did the avera, and that he had a yediyah that he did the avera, under those circumstances, says Rabbi Aryeh Leib, he certainly should be chayiv the karban, even though he himself denies that he ever had the yediyah, or even if he denies that he ever did the avera. Because the yediyah is simply a tenai in the chiyuv hakarbon, it produces these emotions, and if the edim are meyed, that he had a yediyah, and that therefore, automatically, he had these emotions, he's going to be chayiv hakarbon. In brackets, obviously, this we have to refer back to what we spoke about in Makos, about whether it's possible for edim to be made that a person has a yediyah, because how do they know what's going on in his mind? So there was a machlokas we showed him in Makos about whether there's signs by which edim can say conclusively that a person knew something, or whether such signs are inadmissible as evidence, at least in certain areas of halacha. So we have to posit that Rabbi Aryeh Leib believes that these signs, the umdana demuchach, are sufficient to enable the edim to testify with certainty that this person had a yediyah. One way or another, this is what he says, if it's a tenai lechiyuv hakarbon, then edim should be ne'eman to say that he had a yediyah, as opposed to, if the reason that he has a yediyah is a function of ne'emanus, it's a function of convincing the Beis Din or convincing the Kohanim to let him bring this karbon, so then it's not going to be so clear. Because his yediyah, his assertion that he never did the avera, may, in the end of the day, be much stronger than the edim's testimony that he did the avera. His assertion that he didn't do the avera can be stronger than the edim that he did the avera. But if it's just a tenai, if it's just necessary, the yediyah is necessary to produce shame and guilt and other emotions, so then and really based in, it has nothing to do with based in believing him. So then the Edom come in, and Edom are believed all over the place, and they'll be Neman to be Mechayivim a Karbon. The Stipler says a different Nafkamina, just very quickly, he says a Nafkamina in a case where there's a Safik, in a case where a person is not certain, he's not sure whether he did the Avera. So under such circumstances, if the Yediyah is a Tanai in the Chiyuv HaKarbon, he should not be able to bring the Karbon. Because, says the Stipler, if a person is unsure whether he did the Avera or not, so then he's lacking the requisite awareness of the severity of his actions. He's not really sure. Does a person ever feel the same level of guilt and of shame if he's not certain whether he sinned or not, as he does when he knows that he sinned? Rabbeinu Yonah already says that he doesn't. Now, Avera B'Safek produces far, far weaker feelings of guilt than an Avera B'Vadai. However, if the purpose of Yediyah is simply to be Mevarer to us that he did the Avera, so then it would be easier for him to bring a Karbon, even Misafek. Because Be'etzem, it's the Maisa Avera which is Mechayev him the Karbon, and here he wants to come along and bring the Karbon in case he did the Avera. So there shouldn't be anything which prevents him. Now, there could be, there's a problem at Chulin Bazara, but there are other ways to take care of that. Let's say if there are two people. No, one of them for sure did the Avera. So if you need a Yediyah, neither of them know that they did an Avera, so neither of them have the obligation, and hence neither of them have the ability to bring the Karbon. But if the Yediyah is simply to ascertain that this Karbon needs to be brought, that an Avera was performed, then between the two of them, they can arrange somehow to bring the Karbon and have it atone for the one who truly did the Avera. And that's a Stipler's Nafkamina. Now, I think that this Chakira about whether the role of awareness, the role of Yediyah, is to serve as a Tanai in the Chiyuv HaKarbon, or whether the role of the Yediyah is simply something else, can be applied also to the first Yediyah, to the one which is unique to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. One can ask whether perhaps the first Yediyah is actually a Tanai in the Chiyuv HaKarbon, and that the Karbon is brought as much for the first Yediyah as it is for the second Yediyah. Or one can say maybe the role of the first Yediyah is not as a Tanai in the Chiyuv HaKarbon, but rather the first Yediyah creates a greater responsibility upon the person to make certain that he's not mitami the Mikdash or the Karbanos. Or by ordinary Averos, so a person is extremely responsible. Even if he doesn't know anything, even if all he knows is that there's such a thing as chilev, which he's not allowed to eat, as treif fat, he knows he's not allowed to eat it. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know the halachos about it. So that already is sufficient to be mechayivim a karbon if after the fact he discovers that what he did was an avera. But by Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, such a vague level of awareness is insufficient. And a person who's mitame the mikdash or the karbanos with such a vague level of awareness before his sequence of actions will not be chayiv, because basically he's not responsible for what he did. How is he supposed to know that what he did was an avera, that he should be punished and have to bring a karbon for it? The only type of abrogation of responsibility that can be mechayiv him a karbon is abrogation of a responsibility that at some point he was aware that he needed to be on guard. He was aware that he was tamei. He was aware that if he went into the mikdash that with this toma that he would be doing a big avera. He was aware that this edifice is the Beis HaMikdash. And the only thing that is that he forgot all of that. If after he knew everything, he forgot it, so that is a tremendous abrogation of responsibility. But if he didn't know it at all to begin with, so then, how can we blame him for what he ultimately did? By other Averos, he has an obligation to go and learn and know things, and even if he acted totally unaware, he's chayiv because he should have gone out and learned. But by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, for some reason, he needs to have a higher level of awareness to begin with in order to render him responsible and liable for forgetting and for doing the Avera. And it's not enough if he just did the Avera out of unawareness. So again, there's our Tutz Dadim, and I think they're reflected by two deos in Rashi and Daf Yedal Amud Beis. Either the Yediyah Mitchila is also a Tanai in the Chiyuv HaKarbon, or the Yediyah Mitchila is simply to increase the level of responsibility, and hence the level of liability of the person who is Metamei Mikdash VeKadoshav.